فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. Inshallah, today we to continue our series concerning explanation of Riyad al-Salihin, the book Riyad al-Salihin, which by Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh, and the explanation is by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayh. And today we're talking about the book of virtues. We're talking specifically in chapter 180 about the merits of the recitation of the Quran. And today, inshallah, we're dealing with hadith number 993. عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه. عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. رواه البخاري. Narrated Uthman ibn Affan, may Allah be pleased with him. Allah, his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the best amongst you is the one who learns the noble Quran and teaches it to others. Reported by Bukhari. Next hadith, number 994. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الذي يقرأ القرآن وهو ماهر به مع السفرة الكرام البررة، والذي يقرأ القرآن ويتتعتع فيه وهو عليه شاق له أجران. متفق عليه. Narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who is perform the one who perfection the one who is proficient in the recitation of the noble Quran is associated with the honorable and obedient scribes, i.e. the angels, and he who recites the noble Quran and finds it to be difficult to recite, doing his best to recite it in the best way possible, will have a double reward, reported by Bukhari and Muslim. The explanation by Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayh. قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى فيما نقله في كتابه رياض الصالحين باب فضل قراءة القرآن عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. This indication, or this is addressing, this speech is directed to the whole ummah, the best of all mankind, the one who has two qualities. Number one, that he will learn the Quran. Number two, he will teach the Quran. He learns the Quran from others, and he will teach it to others. To learn and to teach, this includes the words and the meaning. Therefore, whosoever memorizes the Quran whosoever teaches the Quran, that means he started teaching the people how to recite, how to memorize the Quran. This will be included under teaching the Quran. Also, whosoever learns the Quran, he will be also rewarded with this, will be among the best of the people. Now we, from this hadith, we understand the virtues of this circle, that we see it in many countries, in a lot of masajid. Alhamdulillah. You found the little children, they sitting in a circle learning, memorizing, and reciting the book of Allah, the speech of Allah. And whosoever contributes towards this with any fashion, he will be rewarded, i.e. whosoever took his children to this kind of schools, he will be rewarded. And whosoever donate money, and whosoever teaches, he will have the reward. Everyone who involved in this process, he will be covered with the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the best amongst you is the one who learns the noble Quran and teaches it to others. So we can understand that this is such a great reward. It taught to us and told us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who would like to be among the best of the people, let them teach or learn the Quran. And the other type is the tafsir. So we have the love and we have the ma'na. We have the statement itself and we have the meaning, which we call it a tafsir. The one who sits to explain the book of Allah, he also will be included. And we understand that there is a lot of verses which is similar in the book of Allah, been repeated in different surahs, and will be exact the same. So whosoever teaches the people how to explain the Quran, teaches them the principles of tafsir, he will be among the people who are teaching the Quran. we have to understand that the Quran is different from all other books, i.e. is not supposed for anybody to try to explain the Quran according his understanding or his desires or the way how he fits, feel it fits, as some of the deviant people do so. Therefore, they will explain the verse different from what Allah had intended for it. As example, they will say concerning the statement of Allah, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا, that your Lord came and the angels in ranks. So he will say, this means the command of your Lord came. This is forbidden. This is not permissible. Because the one who explains the Quran, he is witness, and as if he's saying Allah meant this, and this is a great crime. This is not something simple. This is not something simple to make tafsir and explain the Quran according what you think. If we do this with any scholar book, this will be a crime. If you explain a book not according what is the author attended, this will be a crime. What about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As a result of this, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can say, من قال في القرآن برأيه فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. Whosoever explains the Quran according his desires or his logic, let him have a seat and a position in hellfire. Therefore, we have to be very careful to talk in the Quran without knowledge. Only in a case that a student may make tafsir in the presence of his teacher, so his teacher will be corrected him if he make a mistake, or the person in exam and the question say to him, what does it mean such and such a verse? And he will say it because there will be correction later on by the people in his paper. The next hadith which reported by Aisha radiallahu anha, the mahir, a person who is proficient, is very clever, very good in reciting the Quran, will be ma'a safara al-kiram al-barara, which are the angels. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة. This Quran in honorable pages, which is lifted up high in purified place, in the hands of سفرة, which are generous and honorable, respected. So the person who reads the Quran very well, he will be in the company of the angels. As for the person who has a difficulty, hardship to spell the words, to pronounce the words, and he sees there is a difficulty, he barely can say it, and he doing the best, he or she, so he will get a double reward. The first reward, because he's reciting the Quran, and the second reward, because the hardship that he's facing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told Aisha, أجرُكِ على قدر نصبُكِ, your reward will be according your hardship that you're facing. That the hardship, the person not to attend, to take the hard way, but he's done his best, but he still have hard way to go, and he still try to say it, this person will be rewarded twice, will get a double reward. But of course, the first one is more rewarded, and he will be in the company of the angels. And of course there is a great difference between the two positions. The next hadith, hadith number 995, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمن الذي يقرأ القرآن مثل الأترجة ريحها طيب وطعمها طيب ومثل المؤمن الذي لا يقرأ القرآن كمثل التمرة لا ريح لها وطعمها حلو ومثل المنافق الذي يقرأ القرآن كمثل الريحانة ريحها طيب وطعمها مر ومثل المنافق الذي لا يقرأ القرآن كمثل الحنظلة ليس لها ريح وطعمها مر متفق عليه. Narrated Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying what the meaning is. The believer who recites the noble Quran is like a citron who is fragrant. In this hadith, which is the author rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned in his book under the chapter of the virtues of the Quran, reciting the Quran, concerning the condition of the people in regards to the Quran. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given example for the believer and the hypocrite. One case that the believer can be among the people who recite the Quran, or he doesn't recite the Quran. So if the believer reciting the Quran, his example will be like al-utrujja, this kind of fruit which has a good fragrance and it has a delicious taste. That because the believer in himself is good and his heart is good and it has good in him and good towards the others, when you sit with him you will be like what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the good companion, like the carrier of the musk, the person who selling musk perfume. You may buy from him, you may smell something good from him. So the believer who reciting the Quran, he will have a good taste and he have a good smell. This is his example, like this kind of fruit, al-utrujja. But for the believer who doesn't recite the Quran, he will be like the date. The date is a type of fruit which when we break our fast, we eat it. When you smell it, it has no fragrance. But when you taste it, it's so sweet. But does not have a good fragrance like the utrujja. So in this case, this is the case of the believer who doesn't recite the Quran. So this shows us that the believer who recites the Quran is much better, more rewarded than the believer who doesn't recite the Quran. What does it mean that he doesn't recite the Quran? What does it mean that he doesn't recite the Quran? What does it mean, الذي لا يقرأ القرآن? That means he doesn't know it. He doesn't learn it. He doesn't spend some time to know about it. As for the hypocrite who recites the Quran, he will be like a raihan. A raihan is a type of flower which has a good smell, but if you taste it, it's bitter. Because the hypocrite in himself is filthy, no good in him. A hypocrite is the one who shows characteristic of Islam, but in his heart there is a kufr. We seek Allah's protection. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Which is the meaning is that among the people who say, we believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment, but they are not true believers. They deceive in Allah and the believers, but they deceive no one except their own self, and they don't know, they don't feel this. In their hearts there is this disease, illness, sickness. So Allah increased their sickness, and to them will be a torment, punishment, as a result of rejection of the truth. You will find a lot of hypocrites who learning the Quran, reciting the Quran, maybe even recite it very good, but they are hypocrites. We ask Allah's protection. Like the Khawarij, some of these deviant groups call it Khawarij. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about them, يقرؤون القرآن لا يتجاوز حناجرهم. They recite the Quran but doesn't go beyond their necks. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam give example according to those people, like the Rayhana. It has a good smell, that because the Quran they recite it, but the taste is better, that because what's inside in their hearts, there is no iman, nothing but a mischief, bad intention. As for the hypocrite who doesn't recite the Quran, he doesn't learn the Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him example of Al-Hanzala, this kind of plant that grow in the desert. The taste of it is so bitter and doesn't have any smell. Why? Because he's a hypocrite and he doesn't recite the Quran. So the in is bad and the out is bad. The heart has hypocrisy and he's not reciting the Quran, so there is no good smell. He doesn't have anything to be beneficial for mankind surrounding him. So these are the categories of the people who recite the Quran or they did not recite the Quran. The next hadith which reported by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Narrated Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, through this book, the Noble Quran, Allah exalted some people and humiliated some others. We ask Allah's protection from any humiliation. Ameen. The author, may Allah send mercy in his soul, in his book Riyad al-Saliheen, in the chapter concerning the virtues of learning and reciting the Quran, from what he narrated from Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. The meaning is, this book, the Quran, if any of mankind take it, reciting it, Allah will raise them as a result of this book, learning and acting. He will raise them in ranks, in positions, in honor, in this life and in the hereafter. Other men who did not pay attention to the Quran, they don't care for the Quran, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliates them, put them down in this life as well as in the hereafter. So who are these people? Whosoever learn the Quran, act according the Quran, he believes in the news of the Quran, carry out the order of the Quran, stay away from what Allah said in the Quran to be haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him in this dunya and in the hereafter. Therefore we have to understand the Quran is the root of all information, the root of all knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Quran, يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah will lift up and raise the believers as well as those who've been given the knowledge ranks. As for the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put some people in higher position in Jannah in the hereafter as a result of reciting and learning and discipline themselves according to the Quran. It will be said to him, recite and go up in positions in Jannah. And the person will reach in the highest degree according how much he got from the Quran. So your position in Jannah will be according how much you'll be able to recite. So every time you recite a verse, you go up more. As for the people whom Allah will humiliate them in the hereafter, after he had humiliated them in this life, those people who are reciting the Quran in the best fashion and with very nice tone, but they so proud and arrogant to submit to the commands of Allah, so they did not do what the Quran say do. They did not stay away from what Allah is saying, stay away from it. They did not believe in the news and the information and the promises that came in the Quran. In addition to this, they put doubt on the people's hearts concerning the Quran. As Allah said, في قلوبهم مرض. In their hearts there is a disease, so they have a doubt. We ask Allah His protection. So it doesn't matter because they recite the Quran, but because they did not benefit from the Quran, they did not make the Quran to guide them, and they did not follow the order of the Quran, so they are the losers. Even if they possess all the material things, if they became leaders in the earth and they became in positions in companies, and whatever they get does not mean anything, they are going to be the losers even if they possess all this material thing. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the kafir time, give him money, so we have to be careful. We have to be very careful, because this is not indication that Allah is pleased with you, especially if you are not doing what you're supposed to be doing. The next hadith, which he reported by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. Hadith number 997. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا حسد إلا في اثنتين، رجل آتاه الله القرآن فهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار، ورجل آتاه الله مالا فهو ينفقه آناء الليل وآناء النهار. narrated ابن عمر may Allah be pleased with him. Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, envy is justified in regarded to two types of persons only: a man whom Allah has given knowledge of the noble Quran, and so he stands recite and acting upon, alaykum salam, upon it during the night and during the day, and a man upon whom Allah has bestowed wealth, and so he spends from it during the night and during the day. The author rahmatullahi alayhi said, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi, saying, the author of the book Garden of the Righteousness had mentioned the hadith about لا حسد إلا في اثنتين, حسد, which the scholars explain here to be not envy in a bad way, not to be jealous, but envy, that mean that you will wish that you will have what the person have, that you will wish that you will get the same thing, that mean you admiring the person, that mean you hoping that you will get the same thing. People in general, they will admire whatever the people get from the material thing, whatever they possess, from cars, housing, buildings, children, and they see what they have, and they will call these people lucky one. Say, the lucky person, how lucky he is. And such people who have this material thing, children, money, cars, wealth, that when somebody says something from these people, everybody ready to rush and listen. Why? Because people admiring him, think that he's lucky. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, the real person that he's lucky, the real person that is supposed to admire him, the real person that you really supposed to wish to be like him, is one of two. The first person is what? A person whom Allah had given him Al-Quran. Is what? Is doing according the Quran. So he monitoring, he's monitoring his life according the Quran. He always thinking what the Quran said, and he want to act and behave and live according the Quran. As for the second person, that we consider him to be lucky, that we wish that we will have like him, a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wealth. He's a rich person. But what did he do with this wealth? he spend في سبيل الله. Anything that he will know that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will rush and try to give. If the people try to build a mosque, he will put money for the mosque. He will try to support the needy, he supports the needy and mujahideen. If somebody is homeless, so anything that he will know that is pleasing to Allah, he will find him spending. Doesn't matter if it's by day or by night. This is the person that you really can say he's lucky. But all these people who became rich and millionaire and all what they care is this dunya and material thing, there is not too much difference between them and the cattle. They eat and after this enjoy themselves and use the bathroom. You could not look to these people to be your example, because he's destroying the food and later on he's going to be destroyed. So he eating the food and later on the earth will be eating him. No value for him. He enjoying himself for a while and this about it. And this hadith shows us that we always have to live according to the Quran in our daily life, in everything, day or night, and try to live according the way of the Quran. And inshallah, we're going to stop and we'll continue with more the verses of the Quran inshallah in another session. Jazakum Allah khairan for listening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. If anybody have a question, you may present it now. Please make it according the subject of the class. Jazakum Allah khairan. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.